Chapter 18. Weapons.
This is Inquisitor Teodora Locke on the Emperor's Talon. I'm responding to a missive sent from Sykana Prime.
Inquisitor Locke, this is Inquisitor Geoffrey Costain of Ordo Hereticus. We've been expecting you. Please proceed to Orbital 5 for transfer to Sykana Spaceport.
Have I arrived in time?
In time? The funeral is just getting started, but we've saved you a seat.
Proctor Zero Ferrar was expecting me. He taught the finer points of telepathy and projection to second-year students. He not only knew the theory, but had plenty of practice to go with it. Dean Kilhaven had added his name to my list and sent a message, priming Ferrar for the afternoon's private session.
Peric, the ability to project is the opposite side of the coin when it comes to reading others. If I can pull from your mind, I should also be able to compel, but the second skill is far more difficult than the first. Very few master it without detection or a string of untimely aneurysms in their test subjects.
I'd examined the threads of the compulsion spells that I'd encountered at Sykana and still didn't know where to start. One would have to learn another's mind to mimic and control it?
Yes, but that's only half the battle. One would also need to plan in advance how the other might react and be able to handle any changes in their frame of mind.
Like a precog?
Yes, perhaps. A strong, focused precog paired with an ability to read and project. Three incredibly rare and subtle skills would take years for any Sanctionite to master. To do so without detection within the walls of Schola Sykana would be a feat.
I wanted to ask if he'd ever tried such a thing, but figured that would be rude. Psykers were utterly private souls and always had plenty to regret. Proctor Ferrar's assumption that it would take years to master seemed to preclude Locadio Rink. He'd only been at Sykana a few months longer than I, and it seemed doubtful he'd mastered everything before he'd arrived. If he had, he could have slipped free from the grasp of the inquisitorial authorities and disappeared. Unless he wanted to get caught.
Peric?
Sorry, you've given me plenty to think about. Is there anything practical that you can teach me? Something that a psyker might learn in an afternoon? Ferrar's face went blank.
An afternoon?
Dean Kilhaven has me escorting his daughter on her Medicaid rounds tomorrow, so something a psyker bodyguard might find useful?
You seem to have the ability to project, so let's flip the coin and try pulling something to us.
The proctor donned a sly grin and snapped his fingers. In an instant, he held a gold mark, an ancient coin that once denoted value for the various realms on Terra. He gave it a flip and showed me the worn face of an emperor long forgotten. Where'd you get that?
From my apartment across the campus. It normally resides in a personal vault.
Doesn't that ability bother the other proctors? I mean, I'd be worried about coming home to an empty apartment.
It only works on something near and dear to me, something that I've managed to imprint my signature upon.
Does size matter?
It shouldn't. It's all simply a manifestation of energy and the ability to move it.
I hid the coin in a desk in the office next door and had Ferrar repeat the maneuver while I watched. It was as if his mind opened a door and invited the item to come through. Examining the coin, it did indeed have a faint glow of unreal energy in a color that matched the proctor's psychic aura. As party tricks go, it was possibly the easiest I'd ever learned. Having a strong personal connection to a power glaive, one that was loaded with my silver-tinted energy, made it a simple spell to empower. Forgetting to snap my fingers, I raised my hand and suddenly held the glaive, its duller end pointing downward.
Whoa, another relic.
The power glaive was a special weapon. Once you switched on its molecular disruption field, its edge would be sharp enough to cut through any mundane material. A family heirloom, I said. Perhaps a bit unwieldy for Sykana's Sub-Zero, but having it on call will give me options I didn't have before.
You use it as a bank of power? Have you tried combining the device's power with your own?
Is that something that you can teach me?
I wish. Learning to wield it as a force weapon, you would combine the glaive's energy with your own, channeling warp energy directly into your target as you cleave through its outer defenses. That could take down a demon host or split open a Hellblade tank. I've seen Psyker lords wield them with immense effect.
Who can teach me the skill?
Only a Psyker Primaris of the Imperial Guard. My guess is that you'll be meeting one soon after you reach neonate status. Also, the Guard's artificers would need to work on your glaive, weaving in some psychic channelers.
You served in the Imperial Guard?
I had my choice of becoming an astropath or an astral scout, so I took the more exciting path. I spent 10 years in the Guard's Ghost Corps.
You don't look that old. Farrar shrugged.
I was assigned to active duty at the age of 16.
The Ghost Corp didn't wield any weapons on the field of battle. They scouted out the places too deep or difficult for the infantry to reach, and hunted for prime targets ahead of any battle. They were invisible to the enemy most of the time, but not always. Proctor, did you ever fight in your ethereal form? And if so, how would you tell a friend from foe?
We knew our mates well enough by auric color, but couldn't always rely on that. At times, the enemy would mimic our faces and uniforms with their own projections, but they couldn't mask the true colors of chaos. Of course, they'd try, and we might not realize the ruse until much later, when a fellow ghost would be found dead in his bunk.
He paused.
That's all I will say on the matter.
I could see his discomfort. Proctor, there's more than one reason that a Sister of the Abyss is waiting outside. You've seen the Commissar's video?
Of course.
I've since visited Commissar Belling's apartment during downtime. There aren't enough sisters to shield him completely. Farrar's defenses seemed to bristle and his personal shield grew brighter. In an instant, he was back in the Ghost Corps, ready to take on all comers.
Sanctionite, is that a threat?
I had a key message to share with the Proctors of Psychana. Since Belling is still alive, I would say it's the opposite side of the same coin. I left Proctor Farrar with a promise to practice my newfound ability and a mission of his own. I wasn't the enemy, but he needed to figure that out before the next video arrived. Mercy had been waiting outside and noted my archaic weapon.
Is that Starfire?
I spun the weapon in my hand. I wanted a whip, but Delia had gotten there first. Scola time was nearly over, and Mercy's necklace was doing its thing. We were on our way to dinner at Clan Kilhaven, and our date would prove as difficult as the last. The entry hall of the Clan Kilhaven Hab had long sight lines, allowing the neonate to halt well out of reach of Mercy's bubble.
This will certainly be a dinner of new faces.
Offering a polite welcome from 10 paces away, Bezena Laurent did her best to smile. Similar in form to Lexi Silk, Bezena was a reader meant to ferret out trouble and keep the clan's residents safe and sound. I figured she'd end up as a Proctor of Psychana one day, if all went as planned. She had the entrenched calmness that so many proctors carried and seemed to offer a wall for the more unsettled to lean against. The fact that I'd brought a wall of my own hadn't fazed her one bit. Bezena, I hope you don't mind my guest. She's been assigned to keep me out of trouble, and she's wearing a null dampening device that should keep your clan's dinner in place. Miss Laurent realized that I was standing right beside the sister without any discomfort and nodded her assent. Following the neonate into the busy dining hall, we silenced the room in a second. I say we, but it was mostly Mercy. Eyes darted for exits, and chairs fell over as everyone tried to avoid the woman's path. Not wanting to be ignored, I clasped Mercy's hand. It was a statement for the room and the world at large, while on a more personal level, her palm was far drier than mine. We found Class 1137 Lima and wedged ourselves in between Helix and Whisper. With a loud thud on the dining room floor, I leaned Starfire against the table, knowing it would eat whatever I fed it. Miss Laurent made a quick announcement.
Parik Silver of Clan Balagem and Sister Messina will be joining us tonight for dinner. Please continue eating and remember the house rules. There will be no hostilities within our walls.
Perhaps she said this last for my benefit, but following her eyes, I found the source of her concern and mine. He's here, I coughed. Why is Rink here?
Who's Rink?
Said Helix. I raised my voice. You've never met Sanctionite Locadio Rink? Bewildered faces from around the table hosted the same lost look. They all shook their heads. He attacked me the night you joined Clan Kilhaven. He's one of the psycho neutrals. I wanted to say that he killed McKittrick, but there was no way to explain that without sounding unhinged myself. Instead, I stood up and pointed out my nemesis across the dining hall. Miss Laurent, what is Sanctionite Rink doing here?
Locadio Rink recently joined our ranks. He is welcome for as long as he follows our rules and respects our members.
It was a clear message regarding my status as well. Mercy grabbed my arm.
Parik, what are you doing?
Sending a message, I said as she reached for her necklace. Please don't. You'll spoil the dinner. Locadio Rink sat with a few of his henchmen at their own table. I recognized each, but their ranks had thinned. Rink had as well. He sported a yellow aura and a Sanctionite collar like the rest of us. The neutral path had worn him down, and maybe that explained his seat at a Clan Kilhaven table. As I approached, his expression indicated a blood-filled angst. A familiar golden chain snaked away from his left wrist, as if he'd been captured by his own spell. Rink sneered.
What do you want?
I wanted him to attack me again, right here in front of everyone. The tables around us felt the confrontation rising and clamored to get away. We've met before, haven't we? I said. Rink narrowly avoided spitting on the table after he replied.
Once.
Only once. Rink's collar confirmed it. That and the fact that I'd put him in the Medicaid. I kept my eye on the script. I've come to make you an offer and give you a word of advice.
I'm listening.
Meet me outside after dinner. I'll give you a chance to take the first shot. I held my arms wide. You and anyone else that you would like to bring. I had no regrets. If you're going to be a bully, you'd better go all in.
And the word of advice?
McKittrick. Rink glowered.
You tell that witch to leave me the Feth alone.
It wasn't the answer I was expecting, not even close. I had another name to add to my list of suspects, but didn't know how that was possible. I returned to my class's table and took a seat. I could only watch the others eat as I pondered my next move. It was time to shine a light of my own.
What the Feth was that?
Said Helix. Being mid-stride in the first step toward finding the Black Witch, I was in a precarious position. I didn't know whom I could trust or who would spread the wrong rumor. Clan business. Balagem thinks that Rink has potential. It's my turn to test him. Caught between Helix and me, Mercy was decidedly nervous. She hadn't been included in my morning's private meetings with Dean Kilhaven and Inquisitor Trenier. She had a job to do while I struggled to regain my place in the halls of Psychana and keep my back to a witch.
Balagem thinks everyone has potential as fodder for the Imperial Guard.
Bizena Laurent loomed behind me.
I hear you've challenged Rink and his gang. Rink is a Gamma Prime. You're sparring well beyond your rating.
The fact that she knew my rating said plenty about her role shepherding half the Scola. Are you taking bets?
I'm saying that you're acting decidedly desperate, coming in here and crowing in the face of our newest members.
We have a personal history to discuss. I invited them outside and we're well into downtime. Laurent sighed and walked away.
Can I keep the glaive after you're dead?
Said Whisper. Of course. Treat it like a friend.
A friend? What's that?
Someone that you can count on.
Silver, who do you count on?
Right now, Locadio Rink. With Mercy at my side, it was entirely the wrong answer. But until my boot touched the ground again, it was the truth. Dawn looked angry.
What if Rink turns his attention to us? I mean, he must think we're your friends.
And he would be wrong, wouldn't he? Besides, he's part of Clan Kilhaven. If he tries anything against any of you, he'd have half of Psychana hunting him down. Helix was getting it.
That would push him into Balagam's hands. You're not trying to start a war here, are you, Silver?
I didn't know the first thing about war. I was simply trying to lure a fox into the open and acting like a crazy rabbit.